You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So Jeremy said he knows that he's not going to ever go to a Thanksgiving meal where his parents don't fight. We're going to get details on that in just a second, because I already love the story. Also, Jen wrote in on Facebook with something that I find just kind of hilarious. So we'll share that as well. But Willie is on the phone. Good morning, Willie. Welcome to the show.
Morning. How you guys doing?
We're all good. What do you know you're walking into every Thanksgiving?
For me, it's not only Thanksgiving. It's every single family function, birthdays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. It started after my sister got her divorce. She was kind of in a drunken relationship, and she got out of that. And, you know, a lot of us helped her out with everything. And now that she's found this new guy and he treats her like, you know, gold, and she has pretty much anything she wants. She likes to rub it in our face, even though she personally hasn't done anything in her life to, you know, give her that ability.
Oh, my gosh.
She just got herself a good man, and that's it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, she still, you know, she went through high school, dropped out of college, and has, you know, dead-end job after dead-end job, but she seems to think that it's okay to rub it in everybody's face.
Oh, my God. You ever told her just to shut up?
Mm-hmm.
I am very open about my feelings towards everything, and I've told her numerous times in front of the family what she can do with herself.
Yes.
I think it's funny.
Here's what you should do. Why don't you just, like, press her face down into the mashed potatoes?
Right in there.
Face plant into the spuds. That's what I recommend.
The fun thing is I'm not going to her house for Thanksgiving. I'm actually going to her neighbors. And
that's kind of a middle finger right there.
I'll be next door.
Willie, have a great day, okay?
You too. Thanks, guys.
That's so funny.
Here's Paul on the line. Let's talk to Paul. Morning, Paul. Welcome to the show.
Morning.
What do you got for me?
It used to be walking into Four Sisters. You know, almost as soon as I'd walk in the door, it turned into like hen pecking.
Okay.
You know, so what am I doing? What are you doing? You know, it was never anything about what they're up to. It was just, let's abuse the little brother.
Oh, so you just your four caring sisters that really just want to know what's going on with your life and their concerns.
Yeah. They're nosy. Sounds like they're nosy, Paul.
God, women are horrible, Paul.
Nosy.
Lovely creatures.
I bet you're a joy as well.
Listen, all I will say is we opened up the phones to everybody. I can't help it if just the men are calling to complain. Paul, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks. Looking forward to it.
Good luck
God, he sounds like he got the life beaten out of him.
The estrogen-filled Thanksgiving. Here's one quickly from Jen. She goes, I know that it's not a Thanksgiving at my aunt's house unless my cousins start shooting their guns.
Epic.
They're in their 20s, and for the last 10 years, they've got some tradition where they go outside and fire their guns. Thank God they live in the boonies, but now that I have kids, I have to plan on keeping them inside when the guns start blazing.
Right.
My father-in-law used to have a great saying. It was like, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
That is Thanksgiving right there.
Jeremy, you know that it's not Thanksgiving unless your mom and dad fight?
Yeah, and it's been like that since I was a little kid. Just constant fighting on Thanksgiving. And I think it does go back to the pressure thing, because my mom puts a lot of pressure on herself to make everything perfect. And every year there would be some sort of throwing of something in the kitchen in anger, in rage. She'd be yelling at my dad because he didn't cut the turkey right.
How does he not cut
every
the turkey
every single
right?
year he doesn't cut the
does
turkey
Does he start
right.
at the top instead of from the side?
I think he starts from the side.
No, you're good. You start at the side.
No, he starts at the top.
Yes.
I don't know. It's usually just a mishmash and my mom's yelling at him because it's not pretty enough.
Ah,
like it. There's
Wait,
you know
the
presentation.
That you guys are gonna eat and put.
But
in
that's
your
what
face
I say,
and
that's what he says, and then he throws a towel and storms out. But yeah, it's like the turkey's just gonna be chewed up. I mean, there doesn't need to be a magical presentation. Just cut the damn bird and let's eat. You know.
Well, there is a thing with the grain and against the grain.
Yeah, well, whatever.
That causes trouble.
It looks fine. Just pile
turkey.
It on a plate and eat
bird.
It. My
Plus,
grandma will be late. That's guaranteed every Thanksgiving. She'll be at least 45 minutes late.
She has to put her face on.
And then everybody will, you know, be trying to keep everything warm. And we have the place cards at the table. And usually people don't like where they sit because my mom makes the little place cards.
I've gotten in trouble
it's
for that before.
It's just a mess.
I remember
I
used to go to a Thanksgiving meal every year where there were like 25 people. This was the Niwot Thanksgiving that I would go to up in Niwot. Absolutely delightful. Probably the sweetest people on the planet. But they did name place card things on the table.
Yeah.
And I remember one year I went and I didn't know the people who were sitting to my left nor to my right. And I thought, this is a 4-hour meal. I'm not kidding. It's 4 hours sitting at a table. And I was like, I don't know that I want to be down at this end of the table with people I don't know. So I surreptitiously kind of exchanged name things.
I'm over here.
Little did I know that they had set up some sort of game where there was something under each placemat for that person.
You ruined Thanksgiving.
And I had screwed it all up, and so I was a pariah.
What was
for
under
that.
The placemat?
I don't know. They did some sort of presentation, and I jacked it up.
We all had to read
Might
something.
Might have been my last NIWAT Thanksgiving that I was invited to. Anyway, so that's beautiful. Good luck. Are you going to take over the turkey carving duty soon? The prayer?
No, none of that. No, that's all my dad still.
You're a grown up now?
That's all my dad. You know, he's head of the household still. He gets the end of the table. He gets carving duties, the blessing, everything.
Well, you know what? So. That's actually probably good because you know that if your dad can't do it right, there's no way you can.
I'm not even stepping in there.
Don't do it.
The anger and the rage.
She'll kill you.
She's texting me with a WTF right now as well. So sorry, Mom.
Does your mom know what WTF
I think she does.
Stands for?
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.